All right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the brothers' common place tonight.
All righty, welcome everyone to the Brothers Common Place, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more. And before we get into today's episode, I want y'all to meet headliners of the 2021 Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, yeah. That's probably not even a lie. What's going on, guys? This is Tim, or as they called me that time that I went into a coma while still wearing my Halloween costume, Scary Shivo.
Oh, damn.
Fuck
damn,
yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I didn't mean that.
Damn, I hope you didn't bring any refreshments with you, like chips or something, because I guess there was already one vegetable there.
Shut up, Tube. Come on, guys.
Wasn't she
before all that happened? Wasn't she like a babe?
I'm not sure.
Wow, dude. I just typed Sherry Shivo. Yeah, she was. That's so sad because she was pretty banging.
Was she? Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen her. Like,
dude, she was like pretty banging in this one picture. Dude, there's one where this is sad, where it's she's like laying in bed after all this happened, and it's just a picture of someone holding her eyes open. Like, leave her alone, dude. Jesus.
Is it Andrew?
I don't know. I want y'all to watch when I do this. Just let her fucking sleep, you ass.
Let the boy watch.
Let the boy watch.
What up? This is Spence, the Singing Swordsman. I had the pleasure of meeting Valen and Demonic Majin in person.
Hell yes. I'm jealous.
Yeah. And that makes up for the fact that I totally forgot to get the sound clips. Well, I also started a new job, in my defense. But I have all your sound clips on the Mastodon, and I will get to them next week.
You will hear them next time we all meet in person. We'll just yell them at you.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Cut right. My life into pieces.
Hell yeah.
I can either yell it at you or you can just have Tim call my phone.
Don't have Kevin call my phone unless you want to hear the reason from Hoobastank.
Do you know how fucking dipshit stupid I am? Back when the ringtones were only like the chip tunes, like the 8-bit ones. The midis and stuff. I was getting my haircut once, and I don't know why I totally blanked that this was my phone ringing, but I heard the 8-bit Saved by the Bell theme song, and I immediately thought, wow, someone here has the same ringtone as me.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, oh then I was like, God, wow, dude, I'm a fucking moron.
It's fucking me.
Ugh.
Hell yeah.
Hey, everybody, it's Toof, your favorite little bouncy castle boy.
Hell yeah, Toof. I like that shit. You were going to commit suicide once by jumping off the building onto one of those, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I was until I found out I had a restraining order against him. Since you know the incident.
Oh, we know. Wait, you're called Andrew Chauvin?
Yeah.
So it is your boy Kev, aka it's the diamond handed dirty dog, baby. And this week, I'm going to be controversial. I'm going to be someone dangerous, someone you might love, you might hate. You don't know, you're not going to know how to feel once you find out who I am. Every emotion is going to hit you at once. I don't even want to say it. So it's JonBenet Ramsey Bolton.
Oh, yes.
So love me or hate me, you don't know, fuck really. Yeah, you really don't know how to feel right now.
I think I just hate you.
Oh God!
Remind me who JonBenet Ramsey is.
Just that girl that got killed in the 90s.
She was like that model girl who was like, I don't know, was she like 6 or 7 or something?
Yeah, if that. Yeah, she was pretty. Maybe 7. Yeah,
isn't there a photo like of her with Glacine Maxwell or some shit like that?
Wait, with who, Maxwell Tooth?
Glycine or whatever the fuck her name is?
Wait, isn't that a Bush song?
Glycerine, damn it. Oh, yes, dude.
Glycerine?
Yeah, that's cool because whenever she was with Glycerine Maxwell, she was never alone. Alone all the time.
Well, what's her, what is her name? Is it Glycine?
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine?
Is it G-H-I-S?
I say Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. Yeah, that's what they called the runway to, when you landed on their island.
Oh, yeah. They rode in a Ghis plane.
Hell yeah, they did. Hell yeah, we did.
Dude, they sang her first name a lot for fucking karaoke at B-dubs.
Dude.
Fucking every time.
So there's this new podcast about Columbine, and it's like the main host doing it is like a girl who went to school. It was like there during all this shit. It's like, it's really good. Wow. It's super sad and everything like that. Mm. But I didn't know about this. They were talking about like all the stuff that people think they know about it, but like it was not true. Like the whole, like, oh, they were hunting jocks, even though they didn't like kill any jocks. They're just, you know, yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm. Well, Trenchcoat Mafia was always something I heard about them. Like, they belong to the Trenchcoat Mafia.
Yeah.
Well, at Columbine, there was a group called Trenchcoat Mafia, and they were just, like, nerds that, like, played D&D and were into anime and stuff. And there's, like, even a photo of that group, like, in the yearbook.
Mm.
And the Columbine shooters were not part of that group.
Fuck yeah.
So imagine how fucking bullshit those that guys is for the actual Trenchcoat Mafia. That'd be like if, like, someone, like, burned down an orphanage and, like raped all the kids, and then right before they committed suicide, they said, come on down to the Brothers Common Place, hashtag wild man, and then shot himself in the head, you know?
Oh, my
I'd
God.
I'd be like, oh,
yes.
Come on, yeah, dude.
Wait, so it's not cool for me to wear my trench coat all around town?
True. Hey,
not ever since the Bouncy Castle incident.
If they were to yell that after doing all that stuff, though, any publicity is good publicity, man. Honestly.
That's true. Yeah. And then I would just have to say, hey, come on, dude. At least be original. That's already been done. That's not even, that's so stupid. My other thing I was going to say, it's not funny. Like, the JonBenet Ramsey Bolton was actually third on the list.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, that was the best out of three. The first one was Lee Harvey Patton Oswalt. Which is,
yeah.
And then the other one was Lorena Bobbitt, more like Lorena Stop It.
Oh, hell yeah.
Quit cutting that dick off. What are you doing? Or like a version of Bop It, but we had to have made this joke. Did we already talk about Lorena Bop It, but it's the game Bop It? It's like Bop It, pull it, twist it, cut his dick off.
Dude, that Bobbitt guy's dick was so fucking small she had to use fingernail clippers.
Dude, didn't he, like, he's we've talked about him being Franken-penis.
PSA. Yeah, where he had the porn. You played like a little bit of it in an episode.
Now,
yeah,
this could be this. I'm not even trying to be funny. It's not like connected backwards, right? Like, it, like, not backwards, but like upside down, is it?
Dude, that'd be fucking sweet.
For some reason, I thought there was something weird about it.
I think it's multicolored. Like, maybe he got a Mexican guy's penis or some shit like that.
Or Draymond Green's.
Oh, fuck yeah. For some reason, you're gone, Kev Dog.
We'll refresh.
Yeah.
Oh, they just left, actually.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
there you go.
You guys all there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, see you now.
Yeah.
For me, it was just you guys left. I still saw Toof. But Toof said he was just, he was in a whole different room all... I don't know.
Dude,
I had nothing.
Why are you going in other rooms,
man? He's like, it was just him and Kevin Sorbo. Dude, speaking of, let's go on Kevin Sorbo's Twitter real quick. I mean, we do have some stuff to talk about today. This is going to probably be the most entertaining part of it. I haven't been on Kevin Sorbo's Twitter in a long time since we probably last did it.
So it should be good.
Oh, he's still going strong.
Oh, fuck yeah. Here we go, dude. This was 7 hours ago. Today is June 9th. This was 7 hours ago. I never understood anti-gun arguments. You don't need it. You also don't need to go out every night, but here we are. Here's another one, dude. Quote, it's a weapon of war. So are binoculars. Dude.
What does that even mean?
Oh, my God. It's really a weapon.
It kills people. So can a chicken with enough dedication. Yeah, if you were to kill someone, Kevin Sorbo.
Fuck yeah.
He also posted, join today. And then it's a link to sorbofamilystudios.com, except he has an X in front of HTTPS, so you can't even click the link. So join today, Sorbo Family Film Studios. Someone, oh my God, the top reply, finally, a studio that will hire you.
That's such a good burn. Hell yeah.
That's so good.
A good burn.
Okay, this is fucking cool though. I made a gun. It's kind of cool. Commemorate Memorial Day weekend by getting yourself one. And it's just like a 9mm, but on the, like where the hand, I don't know, gun parts, I don't know. But it says fucking Hercules on the grip. Okay, and then where the barrel is, there's just a fucking sword.
Oh, dude,
it looks awesome as fuck.
Oh man, hell yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yep, like, I want one.
Spence, you probably know the most about guns.
Dude, what about having like a little bayonet at the end and you just stab people with the sword?
Oh, there you go.
Is that
as long as you're not disappointed?
Wait a minute. This isn't my gun. What's that? What's the handle, the grip called? Where it says Hercules? Is it?
Yeah, grip. Yeah, hand grip.
Yeah, I think it is grip. Yeah.
Right, oh. Yeah. I don't know anything about guns.
Those grip might be it and grip rip it. Side plates.
That's right.
That's what the cop said to me.
Grip it, dude. I always say that to Plankton when I leave because he always parks behind me and just sits in his car and waits. And so his window is always open. Normally, I just go, "Hey, grip it and rip it, boy," or "Grip it and rip it, buddy." But for some reason, the other day, I just yell "Expelliarmus" at him. And dude,
what if his car just fucking exploded?
It's like a twister, dude. It just fucking. But
Plankton went to prison before, right?
No, Plankton is the one who's like, I like him, but he's like he's the dumbest person in the world.
Like
Andrew legit hates him. Andrew does not like him at all. I like him, but I get so pissed off at him every day when I work with him. And then at the very end of the day, he always wins me back. But this is the dude who he told me, like, he doesn't know the difference between abortion and miscarriage.
Oh, fuck.
And he kept telling me about how, like, his wife had been trying to have kids. Like, they've been trying to have kids. He's like, yeah, but, you know, she keeps having an abortion. We keep trying, but she keeps having an abortion.
Dude, that's fucking so funny.
Yeah, dude. That's so
what
funny.
If she's actually having an abortion?
Yeah, dude, what if she is?
Dude, he's so dumb, but I love him, dude.
I hope he's like, yeah, she was pregnant, and I ate her pussy, and she had an abortion in my face.
Oh, my God, dude. But, so he worked with me a couple days last week.
Holy shit.
And honestly, I did easily 95% of the work. Like, I'm just pissed off the whole time because it's a fast-paced job, and I'm doing literally everything. And I'm like, dude, I fucking hate this guy. Like, it's all I'm thinking the whole time. And then the very end, within the last minute, he's like, hey, man, thanks for all your help today.
Oh.
And I was like, no problem, like,
you
dude.
You bitch. Fucking low blow, Plankton.
And the other day, like, my supervisor's like, hey, grab a broom. And then he's like, I wish my old lady would say that to me. And I'm like,
wait, what?
What's that even mean?
just wait, dude. It's me and Andrew, and he says it to us. He's like, hey, I wish my old lady. And it took him like 10 times repeating it before he got it out. He's like, I wish. He said to grab a broom. I wish my old lady would say that to me. He had to explain that part to us like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is that, man? And he said, so I can tell her to shove it up her ass.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was like, dude, why?
Got
he's like,
her.
He's like, I ain't no kitchen bitch. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Fuck yeah, dude. Love him already.
Dude. He's great. Oh, I found you know how we always find Hatchet Man necklaces? Like we found 3.
Yeah.
Got a twisted one now, guys.
Oh, what the fuck? That's nice.
Gave it to my boy A-Rod. Shout out to A-Rod.
Yeah. Oh, it's not Andrew.
No, it is funny that the 3 juggalos there, we all found Hatchet Man necklaces.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
It's a sign.
I just would have given them all to Andrew.
We always make jokes.
Have you tried putting them all together, though, see if it's like finding the Infinity Stones?
Oh my god, yes.
Dude, we snap our fingers and everyone dies but Juggalos. So the good news is our podcast still has full roster.
We'd be the only podcast left.
Oh, dude, I need to pivot this into something. So me and Andrew went to the exchange a couple weeks ago. Not a single ICP thing there. No wow. CDs, no posters, no toys, no Funkos, anything.
What was
no
Andrew ICP there the day anything. Before?
Well, yeah, my brother is supposed to be getting out of jail soon. Maybe he already got out.
Oh my god, yes.
That son of a bitch.
But so me and the other Spencer downloaded WWE 2019.
Dude, fuck yeah.
And if you check your Snapchats, I sent it to you. You can like download people's created stuff. And there's like so many different versions of Violent J and Shaggy. 100 overalls and shit.
Dude, Toof, what the fuck is that Great Malenko one?
That's the one Spencer created. That's his created
my
character.
God, dude. Why did you... Oh, I forgot we already talked about it. I scrolled through. I'm like, all right, Great Malenko, ICP, then JonBenet Ramsey. I was like, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What if that was there before we talked about it?
Oh my God. If someone created her in the wrestling game.
Dude, there's so many fucking funny created characters. Dude, there's a Benoit, and it's called Benoit Blood Splattered Face.
Holy fuck shit, yeah, dude.
Dude, it was so awesome. But anyway, since it's such a low populated game now, because there's already 20 and I think 21's coming out or something like that.
Eventually, yeah. I think they may have already announced it.
I have some clips saved, but he's Violent J and I'm Shaggy, and we go online into triple threats and just double team the fuck out of the guy and just yeah, beat his ass, dude.
That's such bullshit, too.
Dude, one guy was like 100 overall Ricochet, and we just got bats and beat the fuck out of him. And dude, the Juggalo taunts are so funny because whoever did it made it like ninja taunts and shit. So fucking good.
That's fucking awesome.
The first match was great. Now it seems like everyone quits out as soon as they realize we're just beating their ass.
It's like, oh, yeah. Well, I'm going against a Violent J and a Shaggy, so I think
quit.
Wonder what's gonna happen. It'd be cool if like someone could join the game halfway through and they pick Vampiro and rush the fucking ring.
Dude, he's also created one.
Hell
there's
yeah,
like
dude.
Two Vampiros, Vampiro dude, then Vampiro with play... Juggalo paint.
Who the fuck wants to play as Vampiro? Who?
Yeah, I guess that's
what's
true.
His appeal?
Andrew plays, right?
So, speaking of Juggalo, there was something on the Juggalo subreddit today that I began to read with Andrew, and then I immediately had to stop. I'm like, dude, I got to save this for the podcast because it's great.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What is that, R Juggalo?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Dude. Hell yeah. That should be the subreddit of the week.
Subreddit of the week, Spence's old school subreddit of the week, R Juggalo. This is called Juggalo Party, ? All right. Had anyone ever done a Juggalo house party or maybe some kind of mini gathering?
Fuck
which is
yeah.
like, I'm pretty sure every Juggalo at some point has done this.
Yeah.
I was thinking earlier today about how one could do it, and I'm coming up with a cookout thing with psychopathic music playing in the background. Some Juggalos Against Humanity, tons of Faygo to drink. And then I was thinking some kind of Faygo Armageddon in the yard where people hose each other with Faygo. What other things would you suggest for someone that's wanting to host some kind of Juggalo party?
Fuck yeah. Dude.
This is seriously the saddest fucking thing I've heard.
Yeah. Like, nobody's coming to this.
This is just a party. Does this like person asking how to throw a party?
Dude, the top reply, I've been to tons of mini gatherings and Juggalo parties. Really, all you need is some music, but you could do any kind of stuff. We've done the Faygo Armageddon, the slip and slides. We play Red Rover, toss the football, whatever sounds fun. Not sure if you drink or smoke, but alcohol and bud were always staples at our parties. Also food. That's a sentence by itself. Also food.
Hell
now, this
yeah,
one
dude.
I don't fully understand. Maybe pass the hat around and try to collect for some barbecue stuff.
Oh, fuck does that like mean? Just, I guess they want to cook steaks, but since they're poor Juggalos, they can't afford them.
Yeah, they want to buy more than just bugles.
Bugles and hot dogs.
But then he goes on, he says, we used to have a Juggalo TV show on our public access. Shout out to Hatchet TV. What the
What was on
TV.
It?
That's so good.
Like, what did they even do on the show?
Let's see here.
I hope it's just a deep dive of Juggalo lyrics.
This cannot be possible. This guy says, I highly recommend ICP Power Hour. 60 minutes, 1 minute from each ICP song you go with. Every time the song changes, you take a shot of liquor.
What?
Every minute.
60 shots, dude.
60 shots, dude. Make sure to measure shit, though, so you're not over-drinking. Yeah, 60 shots. I'd never over-drink, dude.
Drink a beer.
One person said, in regards to how many parties they've been to, he says hundreds, if not thousands.
This
is my favorite one. Let's be real. You'd be lucky to get 3 to 7 people.
Fuck yeah. Finally, the most real comment.
Somebody realistic.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, this is some good shit.
3 to 7 people.
We could just all show up and break that. Like, we would be four. We'd be right in there.
Oh, man. That's all I have about that, but holy shit.
Dude, that's so funny. This guy's like, so when I throw the Juggalo party, do I have parking? Do I invite people? How does this work?
Yeah, dude, like, how do I have a party?
It's like, do you have friends? Like, are you okay, dude?
It kind of like...
Been to a party before?
Like, I know we make fun of Juggalo culture. I mean, you already know. We're for the most part, I'm not going to say which ones of us are and aren't, but for the most part, we're Juggalos, let's be real. But Juggalo culture is just so easy and fun to rip on. Like, we're making fun of ourselves, you know?
And just to throw a wrench in it, maybe the guy who doesn't piss in jugs isn't a Juggalo, or maybe he is. You don't know.
Oh, all right.
But just think with your heart. You know the answer.
Alrighty, guys. So for the rest of the episode, I do have a couple things I want to talk about. One, update on Brock Turner.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I'll just let you know because it's real short. So Brock Turner, he lives in Dayton, Ohio now.
Oh, nice,
I guess that's where he was born.
Why wasn't he one of the people that got shot?
I know. Right. As of last year, he's living with his parents and he works in a factory making $12 an hour. That's I have on Brock Turner. But he is listed as a sex offender in Ohio, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So he may end up working with me is what I'm getting at.
Oh, my God, dude. So good.
He'll be the next Juggalo necklace.
Yeah, he just comes down the line and just he tries to have outer course with me. Remember that was his defense? I didn't rape her. It was outer course. It's like, dude.
Dude, that would have given him the fucking death penalty right there if I was judge. But also, like, dude, what if he comes walking into your work and, like, sees you guys, like, all three together with the necklaces on? He's like, yeah, I've been looking for those.
He's like, oh, shit.
Dude, fuck yeah.
So this is where they took my fucking Jeep to get scrapped. All right.
Fuck yeah. Hey, so Brock Turner tried bestiality then? With an otter?
Oh, my God. Otter course?
You soaking that one, dude. Soaking it.
Soaking it like a Juggalo shower.
All right.
Oh,
so
fuck yeah.
That
I was
going to
say, we could talk about shitty versions of Mortal Kombat characters for a little bit. This isn't even a topic. It was more of just a shitty joke that I didn't know how to do, but it was like, it's George Foreman grill, where it was it was the version for people that weren't middle class, and you had to get it at like a dollar store. It's stupid.
You mean the thing that we all have?
Yeah, dude. I'm not even joking. Like, if you ask people what like the greatest invention of all time is, some people are like the automobile, the toothbrush. Honest to God, it's the George Foreman grill. I'm not even lying. I've been laid specifically because I've had skills with the George Foreman grill. I'm not even joking.
Fuck yeah.
Being
hey,
able
man,
to...
You impressed the fuck out of my mom.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was a girl
remember
that
fried bologna sandwich, man. It was game over.
There was a girl I dated for a little bit where we only had sex on nights where I made hamburgers on the Foreman grill, dude.
Fuck
so
yeah, dude.
Thank you, George Foreman.
Hell yeah.
So like the one time.
The one time. And it was great. You know?
Oh, yeah. I need to get something. I need to talk about this before I fucking forget.
Okay.
A lot of people have been chatting about it and Shaq brought it up recently, so I need to talk about it. Stevie Wonder is not blind.
We've talked about this before many times, dude.
On this podcast?
Yes. We talk about him dodging that microphone and shit.
Have you heard the Shaq story?
No.
So Shaq's like, yeah, I don't think Stevie Wonder's blind,
oh,
y'all.
Yeah, actually, I have.
Driving the car.
Alex told me one the other day, actually. A-Rod. Dude, it's like, but let's hear
he's
it,
like, he's like, I got a call. Man, I'm thinking of someone else. No, I think it's that.
It's Shaq.
Like, I get a call, and it's Stevie Wonder. He says, Shaq, look out the window. And he says he like looks out the window of his building and looks down, and Stevie Wonder's in his car waving up to him and driving. And I'm like, okay, someone could be in the passenger seat holding the wheel. But I was like, the microphone, dude. It's...
Dude, there's one. Yeah, he's on stage playing. A microphone stand falls over, and he dodges it like fucking Neo dodging bullets, dude. He fucking gets out of the way so quick.
I just watched a compilation of it. He raises his arm to catch it and move and dodge.
Honestly, like, you remember Friday the 13th on NES when you dodge Jason? Oh, yeah. He does with the microphone, dude.
Fuck,
he fucking does, dude.
Love that game.
Like he's fucking singing Chocolate Rain, dude, and he needs to breathe.
Dude, during the compilation I watched, like, obviously someone could have told him to say this, but it's so funny. Like, Childish Gambino says, like, I have never met Stevie Wonder in my life. And I'm sitting at, I don't know, like, the Grammys or some shit. And he's like, I see Childish Gambino. Shout out to him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I was sitting in my chair like, what the fuck? What is going on?
That's Community, like, guy, right?
Yeah. Okay. Like, those two can obviously, someone told him. But, dude, the microphone one,
yeah,
we caught
dude.
You, fucker.
We know
we
he's
caught you.
Blind.
So maybe it was Dr. Dre that he said he looked out the window and saw him waving. Because maybe the Shaq one was him winking at him. Like, he took off his glasses and winked at Shaq after he said something like...
There's no way he lowered his glasses and winked at him, dude.
I'll send you the video of it.
No, there's no video of that, dude.
Fucking amazing.
It was like... I saw like it was like a Stevie Wonder not blind compilation or something like that.
Dude, I thought the one... the one that Alex told me was that, like, Shaq was getting on an elevator, it opened up, and Stevie Wonder's inside it and just said, hey, Shaq.
Yeah, that's it. That's the Shaq one. Then maybe it's Dr. Dre where he waved at her, and I forget who the wink one is.
Dude, the one you said is so good, where he lowers the glasses and winks at him.
He like said something. Like, I forget that. What the fuck he said to the guy, but he lowered his glasses and winked at him. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? Is he doing this to fuck with people?
Hey, Shaq.
What if afterwards he said to Shaq, I could smell you getting off the elevator.
Oh, later, Shrek.
Home Alone.
Dude, that's so good. That's good shit. Sorry, do you guys want to make up shitty Mortal Kombat characters?
Are we making them up?
I do have a couple cases, like short cases we can end the episode with. Yeah, but like my example would be like, this is Liu Kang, but like he can't do any of his leg kicks, no flying kicks, no bicycle kick. He can still do fire. It's Liu Gehrig Kang.
Oh, dude. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So, I mean, it's a real handicap to pick him, but, you know, it's an option.
I don't know, man. He might get the win because he is the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Dude, I came up with one, like, when you said it was Blade, and he has a lawnmower blade, like the deck blade, and his only move is he takes it and then jumps at you and does, like, a tornado spin with the blade.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's his only move.
Dude, I thought of one. I don't have his name, but it's just Baraka with bugle fingers.
Dude, yeah,
and bugle teeth.
That'd be good, dude.
Fuck yeah.
So this one would be, like, it's like Kung Lao, but every time like he does any of his attacks, like he throws his hat or something, he screams. He's just Kung Lao. So like everything he does is just loud as fuck.
You're being too Kung Lao.
What about Boob Saibot? And Jax runs up to him and grabs his tits and says, I'm not gay. Was it even Jax who fell off the cliff?
No, that was Kano. No, it was Jarek. It was Jarek.
Hey, Jarek, then.
What about it's Baraka, okay? But instead of the blades coming out of his arms, he has Obama phones, and it's Barack Obama.
I got one. It's Dude, this is even funny. It's it's Jarek, but he makes a hungry man in the oven.
Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about
Jarek,
it.
Jarek, because it sounds like Jared.
Yeah, because he made the hungry man.
I thought it was because I'm so hungry.
No. So this is okay. Like, you guys remember, Cabal, right?
Okay, yeah.
He's got like
wish we didn't.
He's got like the two hook swords and everything. Well, this is just a version of that. But it's called Cabal Aharis, and instead of two hook swords, she just puts black people in jail for weed.
Hey, it still counts as a fatality.
That's right, dude. Unpaid labor. Is her fatality, her friendship is...
And she makes them fight fires.
Her friendship is she just becomes friends with Joe Biden.
Gets elected. When she loses the Mortal Kombat tournament, they're like, how come you didn't die? And she's like, it was just a debate. Why didn't you fight them? It was just a debate.
Oh, you got one, Primo?
No, I'm still thinking. You can go.
So this is like this dude, I forget his backstory, but he's like this big, strong African-American dude. He's like big and muscular, but he wants to have like the upper hand on people. So like he thought about getting metal arms, but no, that's not what he's going to do. Instead, he covers them with like Pringles. You know, he's got popcorn. He's got he's got candy bars. It's snacks.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So stupid.
So
dumb.
I got it's Sub-Zero, and that's his name. Yeah. But instead of ice powers, he just like shoots sound waves at you instead of ice. And his sound waves are just Brothers Commonplace podcasts. And his name refers to his IQ. So
oh shit, dude! Who else we got?
So I'm trying to think.
Dude, why do you have to bring up Cabal? I swear to God, for the longest time, dude, I thought Cabal was Stryker. He was just like the Juggalo version of him.
Dude, Stryker sucks.
Stryker is the Juggalo version of Stryker.
Stryker sucks, dude.
Because like I thought his nightsticks were those like claw things he has, and I was like, is this just like the same model? They just like made him look like a steampunk idiot. Like, what the fuck is this?
Oh god.
How about Stryker, but instead it's Chris Brown?
Oh god, dude.
I somehow made him lamer.
Kano, but instead it's Kanal.
Oh. And then when he's done, he's like, I'll still give you that O, baby.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What about it's like you're one of the ninjas. Remember the ninja? Don't say his name, but he's the one that like he can shoot acid.
Oh yeah.
And it's like you pick him, but like you're like, fuck, is this controller broken? Like none of this works. I'm inputting all these moves and he doesn't even move the direction I want. And it's just ereptile dysfunction. Not even funny, dude. That's dumb. Oh,
fuck yeah.
So stupid.
I thought you were going with Rain. Doesn't Rain shoot acid?
I don't know. I've never picked him.
You and anytime, both,
anytime I go up against them, like if the computer picks them, I shut the game off and go outside. So
you're like, the rain's better out here.
And I'm in California.
Hey, you unplug
right
your game
after
and
a
ship
gender
it off.
Reveal.
Oh god, dude. I hate gender reveals so much, dude. They're so stupid.
Did you what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Did you unplug it from your Super Nintendo and ship it off to Africa? Because you know what they say. You always send the rains down to Africa.
So stupid, dude.
Fuck yeah.
McDonald's.
Oh, dude, I forgot about Ermac.
Yeah, so, like, dude, you know in the Mike Tyson boxing game, there's, like, the Glass Joe, maybe? Like, the first guy is, like, weak as fuck and you can beat his ass?
Yeah.
Well, that's also in this game. Every time you start the tournament, you fight this guy first, and you beat his ass, and he takes off his mask, and it's Andrew, but his character name is Scorpion.
Okay, we're moving on. We're done.
We're wait, done wait, wait, wait. Sub-Zero, but instead it's sub-net zero, and he just has shitty dial-up.
Fuck yes, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
I like that.
The only other one I had was a deletable anyway.
Well, can I guess? I swear to God, I'm pretty sure I know what it is. It's going to be Noob Saibot, isn't it?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. It's not. Yeah. Your punchline's not Noob.
Nope.
Nope. Dude,
mine's,
that's a good one.
Mine's probably more deletable than that.
Well, I'll bleep mine, but go ahead and say it, Primo.
It was just Raiden, but it's going to be somehow.
Dude. Okay, yeah, dude. You just run around. Sense. Instead of lightning, you just have Skittles in your pockets. Oh, God, dude.
Points the gun at him and says freeze, and he goes, woo! Flies toward him.
Oh, God.
I will spit my pop out.
All right.
I was going to say one more is... like in the background of the Mortal Kombat tournament, you see Trump fucking one of the character, the female characters.
Hell yeah. He's fucking just Ethan Couch.
Oh, dude. I was going to say it's just Melania or whatever the fuck her name is.
Oh.
Dude, Melina? Is that it?
Melina, yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Dude, Ethan Couch was the affluenza teen. You remember him? The kid whose defense was he's so rich that he didn't, like, he doesn't know what getting in trouble is. That was his defense.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I forget what all he did. Didn't he, like, get a DUI and kill somebody or something?
I'm not even going to say that's, like, a legitimate defense, but, like, I can believe that someone's so rich and never had outside experience that they can be like, I didn't know killing people was wrong. I've lived in this mansion castle my whole life.
Yeah, dude, at 16, he killed 4 people while driving under the influence.
Jesus Christ.
He was driving while intoxicated and under the influence of drugs. He was driving on a restricted license and was speeding in a residential area when he lost control.
Were they like pedestrians or was it another car?
4 people were killed in the collision. A total of 9 were injured. 2 passengers in his pickup truck suffered serious injuries, with one becoming complete paralysis.
That sucks.
Yeah, he what happened with him? But yeah, his defense was like I'm trying to find it. Dick Miller.
Was this during the daytime?
A psychologist hired as an expert by the defense testified in court that the teen was a product of affluenza and was unable to link his actions with consequences because of his parents teaching him that wealth buys privilege. That was his defense, dude.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure he like escaped to Mexico for a while. Wow, like his parent, like his mom helped him escape to Mexico or something.
I mean, so you knew to do that.
Yeah.
Did he kill those people at nighttime or was it during the day?
I don't remember.
If it was at night, then his Mortal Kombat character is Night Wolf.
Okay.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Maybe he's being kept in like the tinfoil like bags that they're like they got the people sleeping in under the bridge.
Oh, dude,
thing
fuck yeah. I'm not gonna lie, for some reason I want those.
Yeah.
They remind me of the Tesla truck somehow.
Dude, there no, those things are so damn ugly.
Yeah, they are.
The triangle Tesla truck.
You
gotta admit, though, that ramp that comes down is pretty fucking cute.
Remember when he's like, I don't remember what exactly happened, but where he breaks the windows in it because it's supposed to be like shatterproof or something.
Yeah, they're supposed to be bulletproof, and he hits it once and they break.
Yeah.
Dude, I think it was during the Rogan podcast. He's like, dude, before that preview, we hit it so many times to like make sure. And he's like, I was so fucking embarrassed.
That's awesome.
All right, guys, you want to hear part of a case? Want to do a little case?
Let's do it.
This is from CNN.com, so you know it's true. Just ask Kevin Sorbo. So this is from February 9th, 2014. A Tennessee couple faces murder charges for allegedly punishing the man's 5-year-old daughter by making her gulp excessive amounts of water and grape soda, leading to her death.
Oh, Jesus.
They kept making this 5-year-old girl drink grape soda until she died.
Yeah, that would have to hurt so bad.
The fuck.
Alexa Lindboom was forced to guzzle the fluids after she took 1 or 2 grape drinks that belonged to her stepmother.
Jesus.
District Attorney Berkeley Bell told CNN, I'm not trying. Okay, I don't want to. This is the little girl's white. But yeah. How did the stereotype begin that black people like grape soda? I've never seen a black person drink grape soda.
I've seen him drink Kool-Aid, but definitely not grape soda. But also, like, how is it, like, not okay that she took two of those things, but it's probably, like, 75 cents for a fucking 12-pack?
She's like, a kid. Let her drink the fucking grape soda, dude.
Like, dude, there's no way, like, that shit's expensive.
Dude, this is what happened. Quote, she was allegedly force-fed so much liquid that it caused the sodium level in her body to go down and caused her brain to swell.
Jesus Christ,
I didn't know that was, like, possible from drinking. Like, how much did they make her fucking drink?
It would have been a lot. You can't be that stupid, though. You have to fucking know that would kill somebody.
Toof, did you have something you were going to say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think this is a deletable, but just give me a sec.
I'm just going to guess. We're going back to the grape soda comment, aren't we? Okay.
So, you remember...
Yes. Wait, don't they listen? Fella. Doesn't he listen?
Yeah. So, we went to the Cleveland...
I'll bleep. Do I need to cut all this out?
Probably. I'll just say it quick, then. Okay. So, we went to the Cleveland Walmart. I think it's this... Steel Gardens or something like that, where the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Steel Gardens Walmart in Cleveland. And like they lived in Tremont, so they were close by, and they're like, we need to go to Walmart. Like, and they mentioned going to that one. And I was like, dude, I've heard of that place. They're like, yeah, there was a murder there.
Wow.
There was a murder there like yesterday. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. So we go there. The place fucking sucks. It's like one of the worst Walmarts I've been in.
Is that the one that was like, can we go to the everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, they were completely out of deodorant. It was fucking hilarious. And I was like, can we go to the drink aisle?
Well, you were buying that, too?
No.
I'm just joking.
But we went to the drink aisle, and I was like, I just got to see a stereotype real quick. Every drink thing was, like, gone. Fucking so fun. Dude, there was like, four white people, and one of the white people I saw was...
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, that? He had clothes that were so baggy, it looked like he was wearing a dress.
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to have to bleep, like, every other word of this story.
You can just cut it, man. It's good.
I can't.
I just want to let you know how fucking awesome it was. And we parked behind a van, a white van that, like, it had double doors in the back, and they were fucking padlocked twice.
Oh,
like someone drilled in like a fucking latch and padlock and locked them.
That's scary, fuck, dude.
Yeah. Fucking awesome place.
Dude. So, in addition to drinking more than 2 liters of fluid in 2 hours, she also suffered other forms of punishment. We don't know exactly what those other ones were, though. The child became unresponsive, and the pair drove her to the hospital on New Year's Day 2012.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
Bunch of dicks.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. They had to have known that was going to, like, kill her.
Like, hey, drink. No, you drink this entire 2 liter of grape soda. You drink it.
And well, then you drink another one.
Yeah. And then another. And another one. And another one.
Another one. Dude, it fucking hurts bad when you realize you've drank too much of something. Like, that shit hurts. Like, that
would
suck.
This is a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Two days later, she was declared brain dead, and they removed her from life support.
Wow.
Damn.
A 2-year investigation determined her death was a homicide as a result of acute fluid and water intoxication. Randall Lee Vaughn, 41, and his wife, Mary LaVon Vaughn. Her name's Mary LaVon Vaughn.
Wow.
58 years old. They have been charged with first degree murder, 2 counts of aggravated child neglect, and aggravated child abuse. Wow.
Did they actually like get convicted, or is it still going? Or
I don't know, because I got distracted by a link at the bottom of the page that says Marilyn mom kills 2 of her children during attempted exorcism. So I already forgot about what
we already know
what
the next Conjuring movie is going to be then.
Dude, this guy's forehead is fucking insane.
Fuck yeah.
It looks like, okay, I got to share my screen just so I need you to describe this guy's forehead for me. It's fucking ridiculous.
Oh,
what is up with that fucking
yeah.
forehead?
Dude, it looks like there's like another human coming out of his forehead.
Doesn't it look like he's wearing like a King Kong mask, but it like melted to him, and then for some reason,
the only words that come to my mind are the glowing sea.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
Dude, he kind of looks like
insane.
A guy from Total Recall.
Yeah, dude, he looks fucked up.
Was he the one that was possessed?
I don't know. I'll let me read this to you.
If so, we know where the fucking demon is.
Does that chick have a long tear, like a tattooed tear in her eye?
I don't know what that is. In a weird way, I'm kind of attracted to this crazy bitch. Did anyone else think she's kind of cute?
You
got to
put that back up there. I was looking at the guy's forehead.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, she just looks like a mean bitch. So this is also from CNN. This is from January 19, 2014. A Maryland mother stabbed two of her children to death and wounded two others while attempting an exorcism. Before she can be charged, though, we do need to keep reading to see if it worked.
Oh, so, yeah, for sure.
Zakiya Avery, 28, was charged Saturday with two counts of first-degree murder and two counts of attempted first-degree murder. A second woman who was briefly hospitalized after the incident was also charged in the two deaths. So before we get into how fucked up this is, it blows my mind that not only a girl did this, but that she got another girl to go through with this. Because it's like, I could see two guys like being like, yeah, dude, we should have an exorcism. Yeah, that's a great idea. Like, you know?
Yeah, we're dumbasses.
Like two girls is crazy.
Yeah.
So this is where it gets super sad. Norrell Harris, 1 year old, and his sister, Zayana, 2 years old, suffered fatal stab wounds while their siblings, ages 5 and 8, were hospitalized with injuries. Jesus, a one-year-old and a two-year-old were killed. A five-year-old and an eight-year-old were hospitalized.
Wait, who was possessed? Do they even fucking say? Like, who was she trying to, like, help?
Here's a quote. Well, first, exorcism is a ritual aimed at defeating purported evil spirits or demons. Authorities did not provide additional details on why they suspected exorcism, but quote, investigators have learned that the two defendants believe that they are performing an exorcism. The investigation into this motive and other aspects of the crime continue at this point. I have no idea.
Yeah.
They thought they were doing an exorcism, and it sounds like when they asked them why, they were stumped. What do you mean, why? What do you mean, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
What if the possessed one was actually the mom, and it was because all these kids, like different baby daddies, like had the It Follows curse?
Oh, shit.
That's fucking probably the most realistic thing.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It is actually pretty good, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it. You all
right, Toof? What's wrong, Toof?
That head shake.
Toof looks perplexed and bothered. You all right, man?
Are you possessed, Toof?
And cute.
You are cute.
Yeah, I had sex with the teardrop lady.
Ooh.
The lighting, so I'm kind of wondering if I'm next.
The lighting in that room makes you look like Dana White, dude. You got the red head going on, dude, where that light's shining.
Yeah, why is it so red?
I don't know. But I look super white. So, Ballad's daycare. Fuck. So, Lyra is supposed to start at this daycare for the summer, but we got an email saying they're closed for the week because someone that was in close proximity of Ballad tested positive for Corona.
Wait, didn't that already happen once?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, what about Ballad being this awesome super spreader?
So,
Kevin Nash plays him.
Oh, that'd be awesome. So, the daycare's closed for a week, which is like, well, that sucks because, I mean, now we have to fucking figure that shit out.
Yeah.
And so, we were going to take Ballad in to get tested. And they're like, well, he's not showing any symptoms, so they wouldn't test him. We're like,
that's not how that works.
Yeah, they told us they wouldn't. They wouldn't test him. So we're just at home with him this week. I got an email today saying they had another person test positive. And they're like, we recommend everyone getting their toddlers, infants, and kids tested.
But they
fucking tried. Yeah. They really straight up told us no. Like, what the fuck? I didn't know that was an option.
Like, asymptomatic. Like they always still test them.
They said he wasn't showing symptoms. And the thing is like he's had like, I mean, I don't think he has it, but I mean, he's been like sick the last few days, but because he didn't have like a temp of like 100 or something.
Yeah, it's 100 and I can't remember 100 and something. Yeah. I can't remember what the fuck it was.
Yeah. But he's been like sick and hasn't been eating and shit. So, I mean, what's it going to fucking hurt just to test him at least so we can get him cleared? You know,
I think he still isn't feeling that great because Trump lost.
Right.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, Trump lost. Oh, so you're believing what the media says then?
Oh, that's
you're
right.
Okay, cool.
Rudy, what about Rudy Giuliani, dude? Isn't he getting sued for like $1 billion or something? Yeah. This shit's so fucking good. They had to come out and be like, actually, no, there was no. We lied. There was no. There was no voter fraud. They had to like come out and say that shit, dude.
What's
he being sued for? Like,
hey,
how
there
much?
Was no voter fraud yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're right, dude.
Dude, what if like you just left Ballard there alone? You're like, he's got it, he's fine. And you just come home and there's just fucking Trump signs everywhere.
It's like, what the fuck is this?
Somehow the dog has Trump's haircut.
Oh my god,
dude, yes.
Trump advisor Giuliani asked judge to throw out the $1.3 million defamation lawsuit, dude. Dude, 1.3. I hope they're like, Rudy Giuliani, you alone have to pay $1.3 billion.
He's
such a fucking gross
human
being. Yeah. What's that?
I just say funny. He's like, you now owe them $1.3 million. Could you throw this case out, actually?
Yeah, please. Can we throw this out, please?
Please. At least he wasn't mayor of New York during its most corrupt time almost ever, you know? Nothing happened bad when he was mayor.
He's just so nothing he cracked down.
Conspiracy
he fucking, he cleaned them up. He cleaned up the streets, and now he tried to clean up the United States. And what happens? He gets sued.
Yeah.
So. Where's the appreciation?
Dude, I hate Giuliani so much. He's just fucking, even if I didn't know anything that he believed in or what he stood for, don't even care about any of that. He is just fucking, we've seen him wipe snot and boogers on kids and like fart in courtrooms next to people. He's just a gross, I would rather fuck Danny DeVito's mouth in fucking Batman, dude, than hang out with Rudy Giuliani, dude.
I'm not gonna lie, I approve of wiping boogers and snot on kids.
Yeah, seems like a good use for kids.
Oh, dude, what?
I would let Danny DeVito as Penguin shove his fucking hands in my mouth and asshole and then switch him before I would just go to the park with Rudy Giuliani, dude.
Now, I did like when they tried to set Giuliani up with like a hooker and then bust him that she was underage. But in the video, he's like telling her not to and they're like shoving him onto the bed.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He should have done it, dude.
Yeah, might as well.
Hell yeah, dude.
Everybody already thinks he's...
I just sent you a pretty good snap.
Rudy Giuliani, dude. He's so gross.
So they're having a meeting at my work, and there's like this super old guy who must be on the... I don't want to say too much of this, but dude, he's like moving so slow, and he has a Trump hat on.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. It's not Trump?
I wish, dude.
Dude,
we can see someone moving on the camera behind you there. Or the
you don't see me running out the window, running out the door to go shake his hand, do you?
Dude, fuck yeah,
dude. I wish that all of us could fucking go hug Trump when he gets out of that helicopter when he's sad that one day.
Oh, it's so sad, dude.
Come on, you're a brother too. Come on.
Dude, remember when he like
wild, man.
Remember how sad he got, dude, when he was at the baseball game and they were all cheering and then when they showed him they started booing and it took him a second to realize what was happening, dude, and he got so sad.
So good.
Dude, I don't know why. Like I'm not even a fan of Trump or anything, but seeing him sad is so fucking heartbreaking, dude.
The only time
right up there with
it's
Keanu.
Just like seeing Ballard sad. It's the same thing.
Dude, the only time Trump's ever been cheered was when he shaved Vince's head at WrestleMania.
Oh, God, dude. Didn't he clothesline him once, too?
Yeah.
Dude, I love that fucking picture of Trump in the Oval Office with the McMahons, and it's like 46% of the people in this picture have been stone cold stunned.
So fucking good, including the president.
Yeah, dude, I love that. That's American history.
Yeah,
dude, what was the event where like he had fucking McDonald's bring like 8,000 nuggets to the White House?
It was like the men's NCAA tournament or the football players?
Yeah, I know
it was
some
two?
Championship. Yeah,
that's fucking.
I think
great,
it was the
dude.
Alabama championship. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it might have been. Yeah.
How could you rip on him for that? That's a fucking baller move.
I don't know.
Dude.
I wouldn't. So yeah. Good. I mean, I fucking like. I don't really like McDonald's, but if it's fucking Burger King or Taco Bell, I'd be happy.
Yeah, dude. Bring the fucking. He's just like bring all the nuggets.
they just bring in the Denver nuggets.
The best nuggets. I know all the nuggets. All the sauces. We're about an hour in, I guess. Do we want to shut her down, Spence?
Yeah. I had a couple. I come up with names for people at this new job I'm at. I was going to share a couple of the names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Some of them I haven't even met yet. I just have names for them. Like, there's a forklift driver who I call Seamus.
Oh, dude. Fuck yes.
Dude, please tell me it's Seamus's hair.
Yeah, well, he's the redhead with the beard.
Oh, God. I was just immediately thinking of that fucking stupid Harry Potter kid. Okay.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
The wrestler Seamus. Yeah. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. And then there's this tall guy who wears, like, what do they call it? Flannels. And has, like, really long hair and a beard. Mm-hmm. And I just call him Sasquatch.
Oh, nice. Love it. Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Be sure to give us a review or a rating on Apple Podcasts to boost the podcast up there. Or leave us a review or a rating on whatever podcast app you like. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. And we have our own social media at brotherscommon.place. We sign up on there, and if you tag me in a post, so that's at Spence, you can request your own sound clip for the sound clip section. And I'm backlogged like 4 or 5 sound clips now, so we're going to have some good ones next time.
Hell yeah.
Business is booming. Yeah.
Alrighty, while I keep looking this up, too, if you got any words of wisdom you want to hit the good people with?
Nah, they can eat shit.
Too, I'm trying to fucking find somebody. God damn it. What the one time I need you to do anything at all, Doof?
Yeah.
Doof, what if one of our fans is just having a bad day and you just fucking destroyed it, man?
Hey, if you're having a bad day, then do it.
Doof.
What about the poor guy that has to clean that shit up?
That was uncalled for, dude. I'm upset about that one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they listen to this pod, we already know what side of the fence they're on.
Listen, here's worth a lot of money. Everything I got's worth a lot of money.
There we go.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Fuck yes, dude.
It's so true.
Like, after the Obama administration, I was like, man, I kind of hate Bush. Like, the whole 9/11 shit and everything. I was like, I hate him. And then just time happened. And, like, it's true. Time heals all wounds, man. I fucking love him now with all my heart.
Yeah, and there's towers back there now. It's fine.
Yeah. It's like soon as we killed
we've
Osama.
Completely forgotten.
The wound was healed. As soon as we killed Osama and then threw him aboard that boat into the water, whatever the fuck happened, that weird story in the middle of the night, you know, ever since that true thing happened, I feel so much better now.
What if he just became one of, like, those fish people from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh my god, that'd be awesome.
I've never seen those movies, but I know what you're talking about.
Like, he just joins the ship and becomes one of the pirates.
Fucking awesome.
One with the ship.
Osama,
so good.
Where's this fucking
amazing dude,
dude? I wish Biden would be like, man, y'all think I really got bad memory, huh? Well, I remember 9/11, and he pulls off his fucking rubber mask, and it's Osama bin Laden. Dude, he's like, you didn't vote for Trump, you voted for me. And then he starts playing, like, ISIS music.
Fuck yeah.
He starts playing fucking music? Daivari's music.
Oh my god. It's just Crispin Wall's entrance music.
Oh, okay.
I saw a funny, like, post on 4chan one time that was like,
makes me
watch an ISIS video, watch like an ISIS beheading video, and they had like their theme music with their flag. And he's like, it's actually kind of a catchy tune. So I started humming it. And he's like, subconsciously, I just started humming it at work. And he's like, someone caught me. He's like, dude, you're humming the ISIS shit. And he's like, oh, huh.
Like, whoops.
They got good memes.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
It's not every day you see a beheading.
Maybe one day we'll go on the road. Let's take this show on the road one time.
We should. When is that concert?
July, I just asked Kevin. July 29th.
Thank you to everyone that is listening and sharing the podcast with your friends. That's always really cool. And sorry that we haven't been doing like a lot of main cases. We've all been pretty busy with all this other stuff.
Yeah, sorry about that. We've been busy. I've doubled my jack off quota ever since those Kamala Harris nudes got leaked. So.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that's right. Going through a lot of fucking tube socks, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We'll get back on track eventually.
Sorry,
I'm trying to find something right now. That's why I'm not really fully paying attention.
It always gets busy in the summer.
Where the fuck is this dude? Oh, that's why I was getting names mixed up.
You kept typing Andrew, huh?
Okay, this dude's also someone I work with who's a sex offender. Okay, I was getting some. Okay, now
there we go.
Okay, very similar names. You can't fool me for too long.
Oh, got him.
Dude, what if this guy's name's Kevin Breen?
Oh, my God, dude. Here he is.
Hell yeah.
This guy is fucking scary as fuck, dude.
He's pretty tall and big, too. Wait.
Dude, Toof, how did you not say Kevin Steen?
It says he's 6'2", 240.
Wow, that's okay. A big fucker.
Let's see what he did real quick. Rape. Okay, sexual battery, rape. although these are different. Sexual battery back in the mid-90s, and then rape just 5 years ago.
Oh, shit.
Nice. Fuck. Dude, I hope he comes up. He's like, you know the office girl? Yeah, fuck her right in the pussy, right, Kev? And he just looks you in the eyes and waits for you to say yes. Say it. Say yes.
Then he just pulls out his phone and he has Andrew tied up in his basement.
Oh, shit. I forgot to talk about buck breaking.
Okay, real quick. I'm just going to show you how scary this fucking dude is. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Fuck
oh,
that.
Yes.
Yeah,
fuck
dude.
That, dude.
Oh, man. So scary. Kind of
looks like Snoop Dogg.
Look at his tattoos, yeah, though, dude. Yeah, he probably probably raped and killed him. Oh, man. This guy's scary, dude. Imagine waking up and he's standing over you.
Yeah, fuck that.
Look at that.
Dude, I wish his name was Jaleel White.
Urkel, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right, Toof, what did you want to say real quick before we shut her down?
Google buck breaking.
Is it one word?
No, two words. I guess it's a movie documentary that came out about like slave owners would fuck their black slaves to like emasculate them. And I saw it on 4chan. There was like a bunch of black like rappers and shit holding the DVD up.
Buck breaking. Okay.
And I didn't understand what was going on.
I never understand what's going on.
That just sounds like a porno.
A documentary film about the historic sexual exploitation of black people globally. The film shows a correlation between the historic exploitation of black men during slavery and the Jim Crow era to the buck breaking tactics used today.
Today?
What the fuck?
Who does that even mean?
But when I was on 4chan, like,
it's like what they did to Buckbeak in the earlier timeline.
Oh, dude, yes. Dude.
And like they keep going back in time, not to save him, but just to watch it all over.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They keep making him pay more money for that pickle.
Dude, but like after I got home from third shift, like I was on 4chan, the whole random was filled with it, poll was filled with it, and I was like, what the fuck, dude? And I went on the wrestling board and the first thread was like, which buck do you think Vince is broke? And I was like, Jesus Christ, it's here too. I was like, damn. What did this movie just come out yesterday? Why is it everywhere?
Alrighty, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, Prima, anything you want to say, dude?
Nah, I got none.
Alrighty, thank you everyone for listening. Be good,
stay safe,
and laugh at the dark stuff.
Eat shit.
Oh, Jeremiah, take it back right now, dude.
Eat shit and do it.
Eat shit and live.
Oh,
there we go,
dude, best burn.
Eat shit and live, fucker.
What's his name? Ricky.
Yeah,
does Ricky say it?
Yeah.
What's
the
hashtag wild man?
Ricky Lake. Dude, what if... Oh, yeah, dude. What if... shit, what's that dude's name? Rivaldo? Nope, not Rivaldo.
Hey, I thought her name used to be Ricky Pond, but, you know, ever since she gained weight...
Rivaldo? Rivaldo's the soccer player, dude. What's the fucking talk show, dude? This game.
Rivera.
Yeah.
Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember what if when he like the whole thing about opening up the bank vault or the
Al Capone's safe,
Al Capone's
or whatever, yeah.
Vault? What if when they open it up, he's like, "All right, what is this? Oh God, cut it, cut it! It's just a bunch of child porn." That's all that was in there, dude. A ton of child porn. He's like, fuck, cut it. Why? What is it? It's a bunch of child porn. Got it.
And then like, you hear the cameraman say, "How would you know what child porn looks like, Geraldo?" Huh?
And then it cuts back. It cuts out and then cuts back in, and the vault's empty. He's like, "Unfortunately, we didn't find anything in here."
And then they just see Jared from Subway run off.
Oh my God.
Did they see Jared slipping Rivera like $40
in a $5 foot long?
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Alrighty, I'm
Is
shutting
he gonna
down.
Be out soon?
I'm hitting stop, boys. Love
I
you guys.
I fucking hope so, dude.
No, yes.